The list goes on. Jimmy, what is up with your goddamn camera?
It's the little stand that it's on. The thing just keeps going like this.
You don't have it clipped to your monitor?
It clips on the back, but the thing that pushes against the back of the monitor will move.
Like,
yeah.
Like this?
The thing on the bottom, it'll move.
Really?
Yeah, that thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So it does that.
My, I need to get a DSLR camera set up here. Whenever I have an honest-to-God room intended to be an office, I'll have like four different setups where I'll be able to turn any certain way and have a different look. That's the goal.
Well, I think my goal is to be sitting in my studio next Wednesday, and I think that goal will be achieved.
Oh, wow. So I'm not going to produce?
I think there's a good chance Camilla will be back in the saddle.
Wow. I think I've done a pretty good job producing. I'm just
You have. You have. But I like being in my studio, and so I think we'll be there, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
So we'll see. I was just telling Sean off the air, I dabble in the stock market, and I haven't mastered when to get out. And then, you know, the other thing I do, which I have to stop, and I'm going to stop, is I'll sell at a good return, but then I keep watching the stock after I sell it.
Yes.
And if it goes up more, I'm like, God damn it. Even though I made a good return.
Buddy, imagine me. I got in on Zoom in December of 2019, and I sold it in January of 2020.
I
was mad.
I made about 60 points on Zoom.
Also, I got in on Bitcoin about a year ago when it was at 4,000. I sold it when it was about 7,000, and now I'm like, oh, I could have a new house.
So. I'm not in Bitcoin because of the exchange rate now. Sure. If I was to get in, I like going in on a lot of stock.
Yes.
And because it's such a high price in with the US dollar, it would just be, I would have to put way too much in to make it worth my while. So I'm not in it.
Sure.
If it ever turns around, because it did go from 20 back to 3-4.
Yeah.
So if it ever turns back, but now I don't know if that's going to happen because Tesla invested and there's rumors that Apple's going to invest.
Yeah.
So might not ever turn back around again.
Well, anyway, let's talk about wrestling.
Yeah, because people are bored by this. They don't need to hear this. So let me ask you about Lacey Evans, Sean. Number one, is it true she's pregnant in real life?
I don't know, and I won't say until she says.
Okay, that's fair enough. So the rumor is that she's pregnant in real life. And so let me just say this based on the rumor that she's pregnant in real life. It's not every day that somebody in the title picture has to back out due to a real life pregnancy, and that person having to back out improves the creative situation.
Yes.
And that's kind of where we're at. And this is no knock on Lacey, because, you know, I'm a fan of Lacey's character. I think that they could have done more with her, but the Ric Flair story is shit. Charlotte as the victim is shit. Charlotte is a phenomenal heel. That's what she should be. And so now that if this is true, they got to pivot. And so my first question for you is, how do you think they pivot? Because they still, as of today, we're doing this on February 17th, 4 o'clock Eastern time. They still are advertising Lacey Evans, Asuka for the Raw Women's title at Elimination Chambers. How do you think they pivot?
I think they will wait until the day of and either announce somebody or just do a surprise.
Okay, fair. And if that's where they go, do you think this might be the door for Rhea Ripley?
Oh, I hope so. They should. But I mean, the thing is, like, her winning should be an achievement. And you know what they do? They never give somebody the direct immediate build. With Bianca, they sat her around for 7 months, and it's looking like a similar thing with Rhea just sitting on her ass for a couple weeks after the Rumble.
Right, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
I have no confidence in them to do anything with that Raw Women's title except for put it on Charlotte or Asuka and then do nothing with it.
I agree, and that was going to be my next point. If they go down a road where they plug in Rhea Ripley or they plug in anybody, Chelsea Green, anybody, I hope that
Chelsea's on SmackDown.
Oh, see, I don't even know what brand she's on because I hardly ever see her. But whoever they plug in, I hope that the end result is not Charlotte's the champion at Mania. Like, I hope that's not the end game because Charlotte's already established. They need to establish some more girls. We'll see what happens. I posted a graphic on Twitter from WrestleMania 9 of Hulk Hogan, you know, with Bret Hart at ringside and Bret Hart pointing to the ring for Hogan to go at Yokozuna. Cause I feel like that's where they're headed with Charlotte and Asuka. I feel like Charlotte is going to come to the rescue of Asuka after Asuka loses at Elimination Chamber by defending Asuka's honor by taking her title at WrestleMania. So,
and here's the thing, like, if they want to keep Charlotte an integral figure, that's cool, but I'm not buying her. I looked at the lights for 16 months thing and all that. Like, she was in the main event of WrestleMania. Main event of WrestleMania. I'm sorry. Let me look at the lights for a year straight, legitimately, if I'm going to the main event of WrestleMania. Who gives a shit, right?
I think she lost like twice as part of the tag team with Asuka, and that's about it.
And, well, I mean, before that, she was talking about how she was shoved down everybody's throats and all that. And
I mean, that part is true.
Yeah.
She was, but she didn't lose a whole lot, you know?
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I like Charlotte a lot. I don't need to see her champion right now.
Yes, I agree. Charlotte, to me, might be the best of all time.
Yeah.
But she's firmly established, and she's a better heel anyway. They need to establish some more girls. Let me ask you about Elimination Chamber. So, SmackDown men's match. Now, first off, let me say, how dumb does Drew McIntyre look that Roman Reigns gets to sit pretty, wait for these other guys to beat each other up, then go in fresh and defend his title? And Drew McIntyre, he's got to be the babyface, the glory. What's the word I'm looking for? The noble babyface who looks like an idiot because he's got to wrestle in the Elimination Chamber. Aside from that, how do you think the SmackDown match is going to play out? Because we got to see somebody new. I don't want Kevin Owens to win and get Roman again. It's got to be somebody new.
Yeah, I want it to be somebody new. It can't be Corbin. Maybe Bryan.
I was thinking Cesaro would be pretty cool.
That would be cool, too. Yeah, I'd be all for that. Cesaro valiantly fights off, and then when it doesn't work out, I could say, you could say Cesaro and Nakamura, Roman Reigns, triple threat at Fastlane, while they develop an actual honest-to-God contender, which is Edge.
And I was thinking maybe Rollins interferes.
Oh, man, I wish.
Because, Cesaro and Rollins tease dissension on SmackDown. They have the little scuffle. So maybe Rollins.
I would love something where Rollins costs Cesaro a title and him and Reigns just kind of look at each other.
Yeah, that's exactly. Exactly. Yes. That could be okay. All right. Now, on the Raw side, it looks like they're setting up Drew versus Sheamus. Sheamus beat him on Raw. So do you think they're going to have Drew retain? And then him and Sheamus, maybe he pins Sheamus to win, or who knows? And then Mania suddenly is a rubber match. Like, do you think that might be where they're headed?
Oh.
I mean, where else are they going?
Mania? Oh, no.
Where else are they headed?
I mean, that's the thing, probably. But I'm just saying it's bad.
I'm not saying it's good. No. And then the other thing about Elimination Chamber is I sense shenanigans on two levels. I think Bray Wyatt's going to be there in some fashion to cause Randy Orton. And I think Braun Strowman is going to make an appearance because he was pissed that they didn't put him in the match.
I think they're going to set up Braun and Shane for Mania. Him just throwing Shane off stuff. Yep.
We got to move on. So let's talk about John Cena. Now, I'm not going to play devil's advocate and say he will undoubtedly, definitively be at Mania. I'm just going to state a fact. That's all. So Cena doubled down in another interview. So he's been, doing the interview rounds. He's been doing the interview rounds a little bit, promoting Peacemaker and whatnot. The first interview he did was with Sports Illustrated, I think, where he said, I can't logistically be at Mania because I'm filming in British Columbia, Canada. And when I go back across the border, there's a 14-day mandatory quarantine. That's what he said.
Yes.
Then he did one, I believe it was Forbes. And he doubled down and said basically the same thing. He said, I can't logistically be there, blah, 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 blah. Here's a quick story I want to tell, and I'll give you the quick version because I don't want to bore anybody. So I haven't looked into travel rules because I'm not planning on traveling.
Yes.
So I haven't looked into the details. Last week, I was talking to a buddy of mine. He's in the private equity world, and he is currently working on a deal with a company out of the U.S. where he would acquire the company in the U.S. So I said to him, so how's that working for you? Like, don't you want to go meet them and see the facility before you buy it?
Yes.
He said, I've been there three times, New Jersey. And I said, whoa, whoa, whoa. How does that work when you got to come back? And they're saying on the news now in Canada, you got to stay in a hotel for 3 days and you got to pay for it and all this. He said, the first time I went, I was deemed essential business because the work that I'm doing down there cannot be done by somebody else in my position. So it was deemed essential business. And now every time I go, I am exempt from the mandatory 14-day quarantine. He said in his case, he voluntarily will quarantine at home for 3 days or 48 hours. Then he takes a test and it's negative, and then he goes back to his office, but he does it voluntarily. That got me thinking, So I looked up film and television production, and lo and behold, film and television production and everybody in all associated with film and television production is deemed essential business in Canada and are exempt from the mandatory 14-day quarantine. Therefore, yeah. John Cena is full of shit, and I believe that John Cena knows that he's full of shit, but for whatever reason, no one has really looked that up. It's like he says these things in interviews, and people just take it as fact, and that's the end of it. But I will say this, it's still a risk, because if he goes to Florida and gets COVID, then you're going to shut down production for 2 weeks while you have to quarantine because you got a positive test. So I'm not suggesting he's going to be at Mania, because there's still a risk, but what he's claiming about logistically, it's not possible, completely inaccurate. And I wanted to state that fact, Sean Ross Sapp.
Yeah, I mean, that, what more can I add to that than what you already added? I mean, when you told me that, I was like, okay, I don't blame him for saying it.
No.
But yes.
It's completely inaccurate. And I was really hoping that, you know, if I did a nice little tweet and put a nice little picture up, maybe he would, he wasn't going to respond, but, you know, maybe at least get his attention or something.
Yeah.
Just because it's bullshit. But that's what happened.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing more I can add to that. I mean, yeah.
Okay. So I guess last thing we'll talk about, let's talk about The Miz. Okay.
Okay.
So it seems like there's people on both sides of this whole Miz pulls out of Elimination Chamber because he's got the briefcase. I saw you on your post Raw podcast. Denise was saying it makes sense because he's got the briefcase. You were saying, but why would you give up a second title shot if you can get it?
Yes.
I agree with you. Why would you give up a second title shot if you can get it? But there's another layer of stupidity to this for me. And that is, why would The Miz want to have a match where if he wins, his best friend gets to go into the chamber, meaning there's the possibility that you are going to have to cash in the briefcase on your best friend?
I mean, see, that just further proves my point, because people will be like, well, he wants his best friend to have the title.
Why?
Well, the thing that I believe more is that he wants to have the title. So yes. Why would he have given that spot up to begin with? And people are like, oh, well, he's already got a guaranteed match. Cool. Now he's got two guaranteed matches.
And the only thing that makes sense to me, if he was to let's say hypothetically, because this is all fictional, but let's say hypothetically, Miz beats Kofi, Morrison goes in, Morrison pulls a rabbit out of his ass, or a horseshoe out of his ass, and he wins the title. Is Miz in his head thinking, well, we're just gonna do a finger poke of doom? That's what we're gonna do.
Maybe. Or maybe he's just, maybe he's taking the New Day method and he's like, oh, well, we're champion type of thing.
Right. Co-champions.
Yes.
They did that. Have they ever done that with a singles title? I know that Brian and Kane said, you know, I am the champions. But did they ever do co-champions with a singles title before?
Yes. China and Chris Jericho.
China and Jericho were co-champions.
And they have retconned it to make it not exist in WWE title histories.
Really?
They have erased it. As if Jericho was just champion. It is no longer existent like that. Also, if you remember, Lay Cool, they did the split women's title. That's and they had it where they were the best friends and they would have the titles together. So yeah, they have.
Okay, there you go. Well, that's all I got for you, buddy.
Until next time, guys, we're out.